ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi Emily.
Hello Emily.
Happy Wednesday, friends. We're deep in the Commonwealth Games at the moment and the Aussies are doing an amazing job. Have you managed to catch any of the action?
Yeah. Yep.
Congrats to all the Aussies who've bagged a gold medal so far, including Cam McAvoy and the women's artistic gymnastics team, just to name a few. Keeping in theme, I've got a couple of sporty stories for you in today's countdown.
Let's get on with it.
This is News Time.
You're going to hear a lot of different athletes' names in the next few weeks, but one to listen out for is Tori Lewis. Tori grew up in Newcastle, New South Wales, and Brisbane in Queensland. She's just 21 years old and a sprinter, as speedy as they come.
My friend is really fast. She won last year in the cross country in stage two, and we were only in year two.
Maybe one day your friend will be a professional sprinter like Tori. Recently, Tori was competing at an athletics competition in Slovakia. She lined up at the blocks and bang! When the starting gun went off, she tore down the track. Tori ran faster than she's ever run before and broke the Australian record for the fastest 100 metres ever run by a woman. She ran the distance in just 11.04 seconds. Wow!
I think that's very fast.
It's super fast. And can you guess who used to hold the record that Tori broke? It was Tori herself. She broke her own record by 0.04 seconds. That's about the time it takes for you to blink.
Yay, I got a new record. Even though I already got a new record, but I got a new record.
Tori is competing at the Commonwealth Games at the moment in the 100 and 200 metre events and in the 4x100 metre relay. Beating her own record so recently will have given her a great confidence boost before the Games. We'll have to wait and see whether she beats her own record again.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Go Tori!
Nom 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 news.
We know that playing sport is great for your body and your mind, but there's something extra special about playing team sports.
I play soccer, futsal and cricket.
I play soccer and soccer.
So you get to meet new people.
That you get to work as a team.
That you get to not play alone.
Yep, that's exactly it. Playing team sports means that there's always someone there to back you up when you need it. It teaches you about cooperation, trust, teamwork and communication too. For some kids with disabilities, it can be difficult to find a team to play sport with regularly.
I don't think it's fair, but luckily there's like sports that have like disability groups, like basketball.
The Wheelaroos.
The Sutherland Titans Football Club in Sydney has a team made up of people with disabilities. They're part of a local soccer comp and they've come up with a very clever way to get their players more game time. When teams made up of people without disability would usually have a week off, they instead organise an extra game for the Sutherland Titans. It's a friendly match, which means it doesn't affect the ladder or who's going to make it to the finals, but it's a great way for both teams to get more practice in. The Titans get to play more games and the other teams learn about including other players and playing fairly.
So everyone can have fun and be inclusive.
That's right. Parents of some of the Titans players say that the weekly games have improved their kids' moods and happiness. They feel confident and included too. It's a good reminder that sport is for everybody and we can all work together to make sure nobody is left out.
Let's have another.
Southern right whales live in the southern part of the world, just like their name suggests. You can often spot them migrating across the world from coastlines along the bottom half of Australia. A young southern right whale was stranded in the Peel Harvey estuary, just south of Perth in Western Australia, for more than 2 weeks.
Oh yes, I know this. When it's beached, like they get stuck and they can't move because they are so big and the tide is so small.
Yeah, this whale wasn't beached. That's when whales end up trapped on the shore and need a bit of help getting back into the water. This whale was stranded in shallow water and couldn't get back out to sea. locals living near the estuary named their visitor Gale the Whale and kept a very close eye on Gale for the few weeks it was stranded. But there wasn't much locals could actually do other than watch. Because it was so young, the whale wasn't sure what to do. And because it was so big, it had a tricky time moving through the water. Thankfully, some other creatures came to the whale's rescue, but it's not what you might expect.
Like some tiny creatures came and helped push it back.
When high tide came in one day, Gale the Whale was able to move over a sandbar into deeper water. Then a pod of dolphins visited Gale and led the whale back into the ocean.
I think that was very kind of the dolphins.
That it was very kind of the dolphins because they're like kind of cousins.
I think that's very cool.
It's super cool. We think the dolphins may have helped guide the whale by using vocalizations, which is making sounds.
They're probably saying, "Go this way, big fella.
Come out this way if you want to be free."
It's not the first time dolphins have been seen guiding whales out of shallow waters before. The two species of animal can often be seen playing together or helping each other out. Surely they're having a whale of a time. Alrighty, I hope you've been listening very carefully because it's time for today's quiz. Question one. Who held the 100 metres Australian women's record before Tori beat it? Tori herself. Question two. What's the name of the Sutherland team that play in the comp each week? Hint, it starts with T. The Titans. Question three. In which Australian state was the whale stranded? Western Australia. And your news noodler, a question to chat about with the people around you. How do you think the dolphins and the whale were able to communicate? And that's it. Thanks for your help this week, friends.
Thanks, Emily.
You're welcome. Don't forget to follow Newstime on the ABC Listen app so you never miss an episode. And if you're a teacher and would like some more news noodlers and other pointers for classroom discussion, head to the Newstime page and scroll down to find a bunch of great articles and ideas. Catch you Friday. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.
Hey, Tilioti Black here. You should check out my pod. Wait, they did what? It's a look back at the strange things your parents and grandparents did in the olden days. Find it on the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.